Hello, hello, hello. This is the Boston Medium Paranormal Playground Sounds. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's your host, Mariah Ashley Piquet. I'm so glad to be back. I missed you guys so much. It's so beautiful outside. It's just, it's spectacular. It's wonderful. We have meditations. We have a special guest coming up. My sister, we're going to be talking so much about the spirit world. We're going to go into it. She's going to tell us all about Hearts Intuit, her spiritual, basically her spiritual world that she's created. She is amazing. She's phenomenal. She creates candles. She does readings. She has crystals, all this stuff, all this info we're going to talk about. She's going to share all this magical stuff. She's going to share her music. Yes, 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 indeed. We have so much to talk about. Get in. It's going to be a portal of healing, portal of fun. I'm here till 3, so sit back, relax, you know, make it good. Get comfy, get cozy, because that's all what we're going to do. It's all about that. It's all about getting into the spiritual world. Before we start and we get into it, I wanted to start off with some music, just kicking off the mood before we really get, because we're really going to nestle in. We're really going to get like a blanket and comfy. It's like that. It's like sit back, relax, like a day off. Like, you know, like that cozy feeling where you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think about nothing. It's going to be like that kind of cozy feeling where, you know, we're going to really go in the subconscious. We're going to play some music, though. So let's get into it. Here's some Ella.
birds whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy. His charms, I'd sing like a violin if I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
Boston Medium. That's right, this is the signal in for the guided meditation. So everybody, let's get nice and comfy, nice and cozy. Like I said, pretend it's your day off. You got nothing to worry about, no cares. We're gonna wash all anxieties away. We're gonna wash anything away through the week, anything that has blocked you or you felt held back from or you felt kind of stressed or worried by. We're just gonna let that go for this short moment in this period right now as we step into the moment. So we're gonna take some nice deep breaths in and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. As we are here, immersed in the beautiful awakening of spirit and the beautiful now, we come into celebration and beautiful contact with the beautiful autumn. Feel how protected you are in this weather. As you notice the sunshine shines, that is spirit. That is all of life expressing how loved you are in this moment. Look at how beautiful it is outside. That beauty right now that you see and witness outside is a reflection and an expression of the infinite love in Mother Nature, reflecting its beauty, its power, its parenthood onto you, smiling and saying how loved you are. As you go through your day, we will be in complete awareness and how loved we are by this beautiful awakening of the weather. Everything that shines. You notice every single leaf, the grass and the sky, everything that lights up is a representation of how loved you are, and don't ever forget it. We come into our energy fields right now. We come into the body and we let roots come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tying tight. And we are grounded. We are safe and we belong. We belong here. You belong here and you are loved. As we come into this awareness, we come with the beautiful, beautiful magic of the now, the beautiful power of the presence. This presence is all safety. This presence is all in the joy that comes within the light. You can see yourself walking along the beautiful plains. We imagine right now. See, as we step out into the autumn mist, into the autumn leaves, we are immersed right now into another realm where aurora sets in. We could see the beautiful sky coming in, the beautiful colors that come in as we see a sunset. The sky lights up, the stars light up, and we light up and we dance. Feel that magnificent power run through you as you dance. This dancing is significant, and it represents all your worries gone away. It represents all your cares that have gone away. It represents light, power, and joy. This represents right now in this moment that you are absolutely loved. This represents right now that all of your worries and all of everything that you have been stressed about and all your anxieties are gone. This dancing represents how carefree you are, just like a child, just when you were as a child. This vibration comes into contact. And as we come into contact with this vibration, guess what happens? We meet with spirit. Take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. As we are celebration of spirit right now, we are in pure contact to this magic. We are in pure contact with the flow and the essence. Spirit comes and brings us gifts. We are communicating and we say hello to spirit. Who can you see in the spirit world that is here to love you, here to give you messages, and here to let you know that you are taken care of? As you dance into the sky, as you dance into all the transitioning colors of the sky and the cosmos, you come into the awareness of who is here with you. You can see their face so visibly. They take your hand and they show you a map of the cosmos, of your life. They show you your value, they show you your destiny, and they show you, they share with you the most amazing news you have ever heard in your life. You can feel that news and you feel the celebration come over you. You almost gasp as they tell you the good news of what's coming into your life and your purpose and what you have to bring here. Today we are in celebration of the high frequency of our spirits and all of our loved ones and all of our guides that come in. What is the good news of the day? How are we going to be transformed in this moment? How are we connecting with this excitement and the joy of our loved ones? Can you see the vision of exactly what they are saying to you, what they bring to you? They are all communicating right now. See these images and remember the message, because this message is for you and for you only. As your spirit guides and your loved ones are here, they give you a nice big hug and a kiss on the cheek. For this is not a greeting of goodbye, but a greeting of welcome. Welcome in stepping into this moment, stepping into this power. As you feel this, you're relaxed and knowing that you're taken care of. As you're here, you're knowing that you can let go of any worries because everything is working for you and everything is in your best interest and your highest good. As you are here, you know that all of life surrounds you with all the gifts and the joys that life brings. Spirit loves you so much. You are here because you share the magnificent vibration of love, and you are worthy of having this love right now in this moment. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. We come back right now in this moment, and we come back and we're in celebration. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Today is a beautiful day. Today, we live in the awareness of the supernatural. We live in the awareness that miracles are happening every single moment. And when we are present, when we are calm, and we are connected with that bliss, we see them and we get to have those. We get to have all the gifts. So thank you so much for sharing that meditation. Thank you for tuning in. We are here right now. And we have a special guest with us right here with us. Right now, we're here with Tashi PK.
Allowing us to remember all of the abundance that surrounds us with the sun and connecting with the earth, and we're here and we're getting all these gifts. It's a it's quite a blessing. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Tashi World?
Oh, man. Tashi World. Tashi Town, Tashi World. So, one, I've been having fun with my sister Mariah. She's been around trying to get rid of me. She can't.
What?
Doing it for the long run. Listen, like attracts like, so don't try to deny it, okay?
I'm not trying to deny it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I am gearing up for the holiday season for Hearts Intuit is on the market scene. We have a bunch of things coming up, a bunch of markets that I will be at. So Hearts Intuit is my business. And what I do is I am a healer, spiritual metaphysics, parapsychology educator. But also I'm a craftswoman who created crystal meditation candles, crystal intention candles to help people connect with their higher self. So I sell my beautiful babies at the market. I sell healing crystals. Along with that, I can't help but give you crystal guidance. So it's a treat when you come to me. So make sure to check out my Instagram and my Facebook page, Hearts Intuit, and then Hearts_Intuit on Instagram to see where I'll be. The next market I have is the Cambridge pop-up. Right near Kendall Square, and that should be a very empowering place to network and meet some powerful women entrepreneurs. So I'm really excited about that. And then I every now and then you'll see me at the Greenway, and also I have some tarot parties coming up, some workshops on crystals, and I think if Mariah allows, I will be giving some guidance on how to meditate with your crystal. So that should be fun. So that's my world. My world is just kind of like Mariah's world, but not as circus-like in a good way. You know, it's more like Ascended Master-like, where it's just like you're floating off the ground, but you're really not. So
she said not really off the ground, but what?
It's like floating. Like Mariah actually flies and I just float.
And then the cartoon music comes in. Nice.
Yeah. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, so where can did you plug in where your Instagram is?
I did. @hearts_intuit. You can find when my workshops are happening. I am going to create in 2020 a class series to help my beloved hearts connect with their heart and their intuition, hence Hearts Intuit, because this is how we tap into the divine. So I have a lot of clients that are noticing they also have a gift and they have something to share with the world, and they have some divine expression to lead others in. So it's going to be a good year for our new leaders. We have a lot coming out. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, a lot of people are finding their light and holding it and being confident in their God confidence. So I'm down with the party.
I love it. I love
it. God party.
It's the God party. God yes. Party. The God squad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that. I can't wait.
Problem.
I can't wait to, you know, open up some more portals in this next 2 hours.
Do I get a reading? Tap in.
Yeah, totally. If nobody else calls in. No, yeah, you definitely get a reading. Yeah. All guests get a reading, actually. That's the rule-a-thon. But before we get more into rule-a-thon, let's go into our PSA. Oh my God. I'm always like making sure I know what I'm doing when I'm reading a PSA and like just not like.
I'll give you some music in the background.
Going on the show, you know you gotta know. everything flows in the way that we go, and then we're freestyling on this show, because everything is spontaneous here on on Paranormal Playground. Playground. Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, spiritual yeah. talk. It's the way that we walk. It's the way that we do things. The way that we hop.
With the spiritual sound and when we talk.
It's with the spiritual sound. It's when we talk. Yeah, every chime.
Find my PSA.
Find my PSA. Find my PSA. PSA. Okay.
Am I distracting you from finding your PSA?
But this is good. I like this. I had a dream I was freestyling.
Oh, good. Oh my God, I got so many images in the meditation.
Oh, great. So, we're going to go into that today. We're going to talk about it. Okay.
We're starting.
Okay. Here we go. Numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaire. Wait. Here we go. That's not it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Usually they're like right here. Okay, here we go. Passenger texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the AD Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoprex.org.
Yeah, I don't like it when people text.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go into some more songs and we will be back here. So, you know, I think you should definitely, definitely stay tuned because, you know, Tasha's going to talk about more about the images coming in. The imagery of the meditation. I'm really curious to see what else happens.
Yeah.
So, all right, we will be back with that. After some Bing Crosby.
Moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Don't
go away.
never give me a chop, chop.
Now, love me, darling, come and go with me.
And we are back here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you enjoyed that. It was Yo-Yo Ma, Bobby McFerrin. It was very magical, wasn't it?
I'm seeing him.
Oh, yes!
March 1st, you're coming with me?
Yes, yes. And I'm seeing him as well.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. One of my musical influences, Bobby McFerrin. I didn't realize there was a whole world
of Bobby McFerrin's making music out there. And recently I went to something called circle singing.
Oh yeah?
Derived from Bobby McFerrin's musical style.
How was that?
Oh, it was amazing. It was basically like how I write music. So, multi-rhythms, people singing different parts on top of other people's with harmonies, everyone contributing. It was actually, there was a 12-year-old boy that led a song and a piece that he wrote. And he had joined the circle with his parents. So it was really nice to see very young, like, musically inclined people.
Starseed.
Serious starseed.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, he was very serious. It was beautiful to watch.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So let's get this flow on. So
Yeah.
So hey everyone on Facebook Live. I tried to find a place for you to see both Mariah and Di, because you know, it's very magical when you can hear the auditorily sensitive, but the visually sensitive are welcome as well. Bango, I got that for you. So yeah, the meditation, Mariah. Intense. It was like you actually, like when you started and you brought us into the divine connection with spirit, it's like, okay, I am spirit. So of course I'm allowed to feel these things. And I actually started seeing all these different types of crystals when you were speaking about different, like the trees and the sun and how we are here, we're blessed with these gifts and all the different guidance and the directions you're going in, spirit started giving me different crystals.
Wow.
And then I saw Egypt.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, I'll
what were you connecting Egypt with?
I think it was, well, recently I've been tapping into, more of my gifts. So, I think that I am going to learn more about my healing ability. And so I have actually a copper meditation tent that I meditate in, and it's basically a pyramid. And you position it in line with the pyramids, and then you get zapped into the stars.
Do you really get zapped into the stars?
I do sometimes. Yeah, yeah, it's real. But yeah, so Egypt to me is Lemurian connection. My
wait, what is Lemurian? For those who don't even know what you
know,
could even possibly
know,
be talking
people
about.
People come to my stand and I just start talking all this language and they're looking at me.
Well, this
like,
is yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So long time ago in the land of humans, but we weren't really humans. We were kind of like aliens but stars. So before Egypt, as history would not have it, we are very unfamiliar with the true origins of humanity. And when you hear the word starseed and you hear the word light worker and you hear the word, you know, spiritual warrior, this is basically what people are talking about. So a lot of starseeds are their origins are not of Earth, they're actually from stars. So there are entities out there or light beings out there that are actually here to help Earth ascend. And so before us came, star beings that are here to help us kind of remember our divine. So it's a long story. I suggest you do your research and find out what you need to find out. But this history and this information is really nonlinear. It is very quantum depending on your spiritual origin, your spiritual path. So to talk about the Lemurians were the first people of Earth. And they were before the Egyptians, and they were actually working in cohorts with the Atlanteans. The Atlanteans, of course, had Oh, wow. I didn't expect to go into a history lesson, but the Atlanteans were more on technology.
Good.
And the Lemurians were more of like a
like the Native Americans, and so we are very timely with this. The Lemurians were of the divine, in which connecting with Mother Gaia, our beautiful Earth. And so as time went on, the Atlanteans were getting very progressive with the technology and kind of moving away from the spiritual aspect of our whole purpose here. And Lemurians were just like, you know, we need to really still connect with, you know, our divine, the Earth, the Mother Gaia is here for us. We're here for Mother Gaia. And so that's where the discrepancy came and the conflicts came, because very similar to now, that we have a world that is thinking that they're just very separate from the divine. So this is what Mariah and I do every day, constantly trying to remind each other, to remind you, to remind us, ourselves, that we're divine, that this is the whole point of why we're here. So spirit talk for real.
Spirit.
If I didn't explain that very well, I apologize.
No, you did a great job.
You
can only give, you know, basically,
yeah,
you can give
quantum.
The message, and people can may not take it, and people can take it, but you're there to reach to those who
right.
can, and it's not that the other people can't, it's just maybe either they're not ready or they don't speak the language yet,
right.
but it will happen.
Absolutely.
And so don't,
yeah
never worry about if you explain it right or not.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, do your own research. The information that you find is specifically for you, because there's a lot of information out there, and I suggest go to books. Instagram, the web. It's a lot of people just copy-pasting.
No, stay off Instagram.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's a lot of people just kind of writing, and they get paid to write, and they're trying to follow trends. So
yeah.
This is about the heart's intuition. You will know where to go to find the information that you need. But bango. The images that were flowing too during the meditation were very, very, very fairy-like, and they were making me laugh.
Please do tell what was going on.
I don't know. There's like fairies going like this, and then they're like, and then they'd zoom off the page, and then all of a sudden there's like Arabic, but I don't know.
That's really funny. I love it.
Yeah, it was good.
There's Arabic in my
subconscious?
It wasn't
Arabic. I don't, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, it was actually on the screen there.
Oh,
but.
Oh, I thought you said it was in my subconscious.
No.
Oh, okay, whatever.
No.
It's good either
Maybe
way.
Maybe it is. That's why we're talking about it.
It's good either way.
Good either way. Yeah.
So you do crystal healing?
Yeah, I do crystal healing. I didn't know. I've before I was actually certified as a practitioner, I was doing crystal healings on you, the whole family.
Wait, when did you get certified?
The
That's
beginning
awesome.
Of this year.
Congrats. How did I not even know that? That's amazing. Like, how do I not know these things?
Like, I don't take, like, this is a little bit about me. Certifications, diplomas, and degrees, they're important.
They're
but
dumb.
I think they're mostly important for you if you would like to have that validation. And I'm not trying to talk down about it. I'm just saying everyone is different. So the certification for me didn't mean anything. I was told that I just should have it. But I was doing crystal healings, like, you know
of
me.
Of course.
Like, was a
you don't
teenager.
Even need it, but...
Like, so...
It's like protection. I was told it's for protection. So if anything ever, like, if you have a client or anything, they ever try to, like, say you didn't do this or do that, it's like, hi, here's my certification.
Yeah.
That's basically all that that's for.
Yeah, I actually got my practitioner license.
That's amazing.
A month ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I got guidance for that too, because it's important. If you and for those of my clients and the people that I'm working with, and I'm telling them, you need to do your spiritual work, I suggest the same for you. Protect yourself and get the right certifications or insurance and liability. Documentation that you need. I don't know why it's going into corporate Tashi right now, but
it's a liability.
It's a liability.
When I hear that word liability, I'm thinking of like gangsters and like mob life. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, whenever I hear liability, I think spiritual. I think energy, energetic negligence.
Yes, energetic negligence.
Woo!
I'm like, and then that's a liability.
Yeah. I mean, if we don't know that we don't know. And that's why we have people around us to tell us that we don't know.
How does
right?
this work? Yeah.
Like, Mariah's my accountability partner. She tells me all the time that I don't know. Like, constantly.
It feels good. It feels really
good.
Yeah,
I bet it feels good, Aries.
I bet it feels good, Aries.
And my Cancer moon is just like, okay, I'll do better next time.
You can't do that on TV.
I'm just giving you a kiss.
It's television. You can't.
I am television.
I am that I am.
That's a great way to make someone shut up. Like, whatever they're saying, you just repeat what they said, but put I am in front of it.
I am.
Let's see how far you go with that.
Sacral chakra.
Sacral.
Ew!
No, it's good. It's good. The sacral chakras are very important.
I'm going to pull a card. Okay. Agenda.
Cool. What's the agenda, Benda?
Surrender and release.
Ooh, so it was... Okay, are you holding on to something right now?
Your mom's holding on to something right now. Passive aggression? What do you have to say to them?
I am passive aggression. That didn't work.
It's releasing things. No, I know what this is, actually. I'll do my own reading. Thank you.
What?
God,
you didn't,
what are you
I didn't
good
get
for?
A direct
What are
question?
You good for?
Okay, sister
What are you
time.
Here
right.
for?
In case you don't know
like,
how
seriously.
We do, it's sister time. Yes.
God, just kidding.
Right.
I'm getting rid of a lot of people. No,
Feels
I'm just
good.
Kidding.
No, she is. I told you. She's not getting rid of me. She tried.
I'm just
and I
like,
call her,
I've
like,
been
every 10
no.
minutes to make sure she doesn't.
But it's funny because it's a surrender and release. So it's like surrendering and releasing. It's like, but no, I know how that is. I'm just been like lately hermiting and really kind of just spending a lot of time with nature because fall's the season to get intimate.
How do you understand surrender though?
Oh, so it's very simple. When I think of surrender, I'm thinking of, dude, there's things that are trying to talk to you. There are things. It's like you can either go along and continue distracting yourself and doing all these things that really have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Or you can start listening to the voice. You can start listening to your intuition. You can start listening to spirit and really get serious about that. And that's what I see as surrender in my phase of what I'm connected to as I pulled this card with surrender is that I'm listening. I'm not doing other things like, you know, that really have nothing to do with whatever spirit isn't telling me to do in terms of that have to do with connecting with my soul or what they need for my next step. So everything I'm doing, so if they're telling me go to Cheapo's and go record shopping, that's what I'm going to do. If they're telling me go home and go running, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to just like I've been thinking about sometimes, like even with like going to groups and going to like meditation, sometimes you don't necessarily always have to be there. Like you can have your own meditation and spiritual group with spirit on your own sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not saying it's bad that the groups, but sometimes you need to listen of like, okay, you don't really need to be here. Just because it has the title of spiritual and group doesn't mean you necessarily need to throw yourself and immerse yourself in it just because of the title.
I think that we tend to believe that being a part of an organization, being a part of a group is how we learn everything, and that's not necessarily true. It's a great way to become guided in a direction, but at the end of the day, the end of the story, the end of your life, the end of it all, you're with you, and you're gonna always have to convene with you and have that conversation with yourself. And sometimes the best way to do that is just sit in, you know, absolute solitude, or spend that time with yourself and say, okay, higher self, I'm listening. Or, hey, higher self, I want to get to know you. Can you switch my frequency so that we can communicate, so that we can connect? Can you help me get rid of my duplicity? So you can start there, you know? I mean, I like to tell people, like, how to do it, because, you know, you can say all day long, like, you need to talk to you,
you need
to talk to you. But a lot of people are like, okay, I'd like to do that, but how? You know, so I'd like to offer that to you. So just be by yourself. And when you make those commands to yourself, like, I am ready to be here for myself and listen to my inner wisdom. And like, you know, when people buy my meditation candles, that's the guidance I give them. It's so powerful for the cosmic laws of relativity. You have a crystal candle, intention candle. You're sitting there making your intentions. You have crystals with similar intentions, energies, and you are commanding upon the universe that you be connected to your higher self. How could it not happen? And so the next step is belief. Believe that these things that you're doing, the energy that you're putting into this, the focus that you're directing towards this healing, towards this intention, is absolutely true, and it is divine, and so it is, and it shall be so.
Shall away. It shall be. Crazy right
Shalloway.
Now. Oh, and it's
wait,
good.
Wait.
I feel good like the Joker.
But yeah,
that was
so
good.
So
I love no everything. So basically, sorry. Everything
did that give you energy?
Yeah, me going into it's good. That's basically me being like, yeah, I'm resonating.
I'm like cut off a little bit
it
over
feels
here.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm resonating. That felt good. I felt almost like. Almost energized by that. Almost like...
Yeah. It's... Invocations are for that reason exactly.
I feel crazy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if they're supposed to make you feel crazy.
I'm
but
just
they're
kidding.
They're actually supposed to connect you back with your higher self and your divine.
And it's feeling higher.
And you know,
I feel... No, really. I feel like I could do a bicycle backflip flip across the that lawn right there.
Right where, okay?
Can you explain this? Why don't you explain this?
Yes.
Let's go in. Let's go into this.
Wait, I didn't do a reading for myself. Let me pick a card.
Oh.
Damn. Ooh, dreams.
Dreams.
My dreams have been intense lately.
So, have they been?
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah, and it's because I did Separato.
good for you. If you haven't heard... If you're now just tuning in, this is Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Call into the show if you like what you hear, 855-915-9636. We're talking about spirit, real talk, sibling talk, Tashi BK, hearts into it. Okay. So go on ahead. We're going into readings. And so I pulled a card called Surrender and Release. What's your card?
Oh, I put it back, but it said dreams.
Oh, so what is the dreams?
Lately my dreams. Okay, so I was curious about my dreams because for a little while there, I couldn't see or feel anything. I could feel things. But I couldn't remember them for the life of me. And then I made some changes in my life, which were very beneficial. And then they started becoming very vivid. And they actually came in to help me understand. Like one dream I had, I was just seeing symbols, but I could translate the symbols into a story.
Okay.
So that helped me understand like my light language and my light code. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but do research on that and see if you connect. If you don't, that's fine. But everyone has their own code. They have their own energy signature. And so my energy signature is the symbol for my logo, which is Hearts Intuit. And when I made that, I didn't realize that that was my energy signature.